So let's talk about other people who give back and who are a big part of our community here in Philadelphia. I'm ecstatic to bring on to the show Toby Mazur. We fondly refer to her as the Stroke Lady, and she's involved in another endeavor, and she's the Director of Outreach and Development at White Marsh House. Welcome to the show, Toby.
Thank you for having me. It's just always nice to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you. And so first off, tell us what White Marsh House is.
Well, White Marsh House is basically a personal care residence for individuals with traumatic brain injury who have gone through the acute care in a hospital. They've often gone through all the rehabilitation, but they still are not able to function independently on their own. And many of them do not have homes to go home to. Either there's no parents there to take care of them, or their spouses don't want to take care of them, or they're not able to.
Okay.
It's not even a question of wanting to, but many of these individuals are left with deficits that require 24-hour supervision. And White Marsh House provides that in a beautiful setting in Flowertown, Pennsylvania.
Now, this is long-term care. So, in other words, when somebody comes to the facility, they could be there, for months, years, sometimes possibly, for the rest of their life, a lifetime.
That's true. Some people come and they don't have to stay that long. Injury to the brain is very, very complicated, and it's very life-altering. And there's no way to really know initially when the person has had a traumatic brain injury the extent of it and how long the recovery period will take. As you know, my husband had a ruptured brain aneurysm. Even though that was considered a stroke, it was a traumatic brain injury. And for 2 years, he didn't know his name. He wasn't able to swallow. He wasn't able to walk. And after 5 years, he was able to play bridge, and we went on cruises. So there's no way of really knowing. You can consider this a lifetime facility, but not for everybody.
Now, you have been heavily involved in, a point of a stroke and understanding the entire process. Let's kind of backtrack a little bit. You were instrumental in my own father's recovery. You were involved with Johnny Doc's wife. The stroke council. You were the chairperson of that for years. Chairperson of the Delaware Valley Stroke Council. Tell me a little bit about. With White Marsh House, it's expanded. It's more than stroke. It's anything that somebody could have gotten in any type of injury or any type of accident that caused the brain injury.
Right. Well, right now we really don't have any stroke patients there. Traumatic brain injury happens when there's a really hard blow to the head. Concussion also is a minor form of a brain injury, but very often people can recover quicker. And they don't require this type of a facility. But there are those people who recover to the point where they can be independent to a point. We don't have a locked unit. It's open. It's in a beautiful setting. We want to call it just like home. But at the same time, these people need constant supervision, whether it's their meals, whether it's bathroom, toileting, whether it's dressing themselves. And White Marsh House is basically like home, and we also have apartments where these people can be independent. They can feel as if they're getting their life back.
Now,
they don't feel like it's the end of the world.
Now, is there therapy on location?
We don't have therapy on location. However, we do have
transportation.
We provide therapy. We can take them. We contract with different facilities. And they can get – we are CARF certified, and therefore we have to provide therapies for physical therapy, speech therapy, cognitive therapy, whatever types of therapy. See, it's all individualized. Every person who comes in, every problem is different. Just because you've had a traumatic brain injury, every problem is different. And every person that comes to White Marsh House is individualized they're being assessed individualized, and they have an individual program geared for them. So if they need much more cognitive therapy, they get the cognitive therapy. If they need other types of therapy, they get the other therapy. But at the same time, it's a very home-like atmosphere. You know, we have lovely furniture, and you know, they have their meals, group meals. It's not like a hospital. It's like nothing else I've ever seen. And that's what's drawn me personally. I have 22 years of experience.
Right, and I was wondering that because I know you're one of the most passionate people I know. And I know that you would only get involved with something if you absolutely were drawn to it and you knew it was a really positive situation.
Right. I don't know of another place in the whole greater Philadelphia area that's anything like White Marsh House. There are facilities that provide the same thing, but they look more like rehab hospitals or hospitals. Ours is a home. It's a beautiful home in Flowertown, backing up on Wissahickon Park. They can have picnics. They can go out for walks.
So it's good for the soul and the spirit,
right,
as well as the recovery process.
Exactly. Actually, it enhances the recovery process because the individual feels as if they're returning back to some aspect of normalcy, other than being many patients are sent, you know, after their acute care, they're sent to nursing homes, and that really upsets me personally very much, because these individuals don't belong in nursing homes. Nursing homes cannot provide for post-traumatic brain people the type of exposure and exposure that we can provide for them. And we have something called Structure Day Program where, you know, there's mental stimulation, and they just feel as if they're important. They're useful. They're important. We have people who – one woman volunteers with Meals on Wheels, and she goes to this place, and she helps prepare meals and delivers meals. We have another person who I think volunteers in a boutique in Chestnut Hill. You know, we try to get them back. We try to get their life back for them. And in our setting, which is not a closed-in setting, no locked doors, nothing of that sort, it really is an excellent facility for those people who are fortunate enough to be there.
It's Today in Philly Labor. We'll continue our conversation with Toby after the break. We're going to take a short two-minute break and come back and continue our conversation back in a moment.
Okay, so we're talking to Toby Mazur, and she's with White Marsh House. So, Toby, tell me, is there an age requirement for this particular facility?
Yes. It's for adults. We don't have children. And they have to be 18 years or older. They have to be medically stable. So we have an evaluation of their medical records. And we also have to make sure that they can, you know, sometimes with brain injuries, people can be aggressive, and we can't have those kinds of people, you know, accept those kinds of people unless they're medicated to the point where they can be docile and get along with others.
Now, talk about the requirements to get in. What are the requirements for a patient to be eligible to go there?
Well, they have to be 18. They have to be medically stable. They have to be able to communicate and get along with other people. And they also, of course, have to have a traumatic brain injury or diagnosis or other mental health diagnoses that would help them, would require for them to be in a place like ours.
Now, tell me about the, let's talk about the cost, the coverage. How does one pay for something like that?
Well, basically, there's a couple things. If a person is there because there is some money in the family or whatever, or it's been an auto accident, or it's been an accident. I mean, you're dealing with unions. People are falling off of things.
Unfortunately.
So if there is insurance money, it is private pay. And it's all based on the individual needs of the resident who is coming. I mean, if they need a lot of care, constant care, the price is one thing. It depends. I mean, that's worked on
On
an individual basis. Also, there are those people, many of them, who are Medicaid patients. And they have to be Medicaid patients. And then they can hopefully qualify for something called a ComCare waiver, which is paid for by the state. And something message that really has to get out there, because it isn't out there, is that families have to, as soon as a traumatic brain injury happens, the social worker or the family should request a social worker to start, if they're on Medicaid, to apply for something called Maximus, which is a an organization which starts the process for them to be getting on to get state aid, which is the ComCare program. And it takes about 6 months for this process. So we try to encourage social workers or educate a family to apply, because very often, you know, they're going to run out of money and they'll become a Medicaid patient, and then they can apply, you know, for the Maximus, and they can, you know, very like most likely become a the state will pay under this ComCare
now,
program.
Now, tell me about the how many patients that you hold, and you know, I mean, if there's not a lot of places like this, is there obviously obviously there's a demand? How many patients can stay
well,
there?
Well, our time? Place is small, and we want it that way.
Sure.
Because we want it to be like home. It's
intimate.
It's intimate. It's not like an institution. So we have, you know, it's a large house. If you're familiar with, you know, Flower Town or Chestnut
sure,
Hill, it's a beautiful,
right.
you know, stone house. And I think we can accommodate anywhere from 18 to 22 patients or something there.
Right.
But then we have apartments, because there are those individuals who might be wheelchair, you know, they need a wheelchair, but we get to have first floor apartments, and they're much more independent, and they can be living in apartments with a caretaker there to take care of them. They are brought to the main house for the structured day program, you know, that goes on every day, and also for their meals or for anything else.
And tell me about the staff. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a great atmosphere physically to be in, and but I'm sure that takes a special type of person, and you know, the staff is compassionate, and you know, for the work that they do and the individuals they're treating.
From my observation, and I've been there now about 4 or 5 months, the staff is outstanding. They are all compassionate. They're very understanding, because this is a very difficult group of residents.
It's not easy.
It's not an easy group of residents. And I haven't seen any real difficulty between the staff that's taking care of them. Also, we have our staff is very large. You know, they get a lot of personalized attention. We also have a neuropsychologist who comes in once a week and works with these patients. He comes every Thursday, and he works with each patient as needed. We have nurses who are coming in who manage when they're needed. There's psychologists. There's, you know, there's a whole group of highly trained, highly professional individuals who are there. Many of them are all master's levels and above.
So let's talk about the contact information. How do listeners get in touch with you? And if they want to learn more about this, because I know if Toby Mazur's a part of it, that it's a top quality facility, the contact information.
Well, the best contact is to go to our website, which is, if you have a pen handy, it's www.whitemarshhouse. There's two H's there, whitemarshhouse.org. And you can take a virtual tour. You can see the whole place. You can read all about the programs that we offer to see whether the person that you have in mind would be an appropriate placement. We try to make sure when we interview and when we accept people that they are appropriately placed.
Sure.
You know, we don't just accept anyone, because if we realize ahead of time that it's going to be a problem and they're not going to be able to last, then the families very often are very disappointed. But those people, we don't accept people that we feel would not fit in
right.
with the rest of the group.
Well, listen, we obviously thank you for.
I have some phone numbers.
Okay, yeah, throw some.
Okay, other than our website, which I'll tell you again, is www.whitemarshhouse.org. You can also contact the Brain Injury Association of America. It's BIAUSA.org, or the Pennsylvania Department of Health Brain Injury Helpline, which is 1-866-412-4755, and they can help you and direct you when you discuss your problem. The other one is a brain injury resource line. That's 1-800-444-6443. And most of these are overseen by the state of Pennsylvania. The state of Pennsylvania has been very cooperative and very helpful.
Toby Mazur, thank you very much for coming into the studio today. J-Doc, thank you for the good work
awesome.
On your part,
thank you,
Brett,
Toby.
From behind the glass. We appreciate all your work, and for all of our guests here today. Today in Philly Labor comes to a close. On behalf of Pat Iding, on behalf of J-Doc, I'm Joe Krause. We'll see you next time. And I won't forget.
God bless.